I want to make it very clear from the start that I am not anti-choice. If a woman makes the choice that she can't have a child for whatever reason, then that's down to her. But I personally believe that life begins at the moment of conception. That means there's a human life when it's just cells. That's my opinion. Out there, there are groups that promote something completely different. They promote the reduction of the population globally. Not just locally, not just in one particular area, not just in one particular zone, not just in one particular continent, but everywhere. And one of these organizations is called Population Matters, and their tagline is "For a Sustainable Future." This Christmas, they're making an appeal for their POP Offsets scheme. Apparently, POP Offsets is the only project in the world that offsets carbon emissions and reduces environmental degradation by improving the provision of family planning. So basically, if they can stop people being born, then they can save the environment. But for who? POP Offsets has a pipeline of projects that it seeks to raise funds for. Top of their current priorities is their patron, Dr. Jane Goodall's famous chimpanzee study of more than 55 years with the associated conservation projects around Gombe National Park in Tanzania. A fine project, you may think, but what do wild chimpanzees have to do with population or climate change? The fact that Jane is a Population Matters patron is a clue. She realised soon after arriving in Gombe, Tanzania in 1960, that to live and work in the area, she would also need to work with the local communities there to clear away as many humans as possible. In 1986, when flying over the area in a small plane, she noticed that the forests surrounding Gombe had been devastated by the increasing population in neighbouring villages and their dire need to clear the land of trees to grow food, provide materials for housing, and fuel their families. So, Jane set about finding and funding ways of clearing those humans off the land they were living on to save chimps. Jane had to win the support of the local community, which she had determined had to be reduced and cleared away to give the chimps more space. Thus, the Tar Care project began, and Tanzanians worked with the local communities to discuss and determine what was most needed, including clean water, latrines, primary health care, and education, but especially for girls. This project has long featured family planning, along with primary and women's health care, tree nurseries and other microcredit programs. As a result, the birth rate has dropped. Local people are healthier, and the chimps are in turn conserved. Jane apparently was thus a pioneer, not only in the study of our closest cousins, but in launching what we now call PHE projects. Linking population, health and environment. That is why POP Offsets has already helped to fund PHE projects in Madagascar, the Reef Doctor and PHE Ethiopia. The connection between population growth and climate change is long established, apparently. Since more people create more emissions, then fewer people, stable or reducing populations are essential to a sustainable world. So let me get this right. More humans bad, more chimps good. Family planning prevents unwanted births and hence lifetimes of emissions. It makes an extraordinarily cost-effective contribution to reducing CO2. CO2, that heavier-than-air gas that plants need to survive and grow and then give off oxygen. Anyway, research released recently by POP Offsets found that the cost of avoiding a ton of carbon through contraceptive provision is significantly lower than for other offset schemes. Reducing future populations brings additional benefits, It helps to improve food and water security, conserve soil fertility and biodiversity, prevent civil conflict and mass migration, improve women's rights and health, and reduce unemployment and poverty. Consequently, this appeal is not simply about offsetting your emissions, but about the wider environmental and social benefits of helping people to avoid unwanted pregnancies. So, if I'm reading this right, if they get rid of all the people but let the chimps breed and eat and fart and shit everywhere, then the globe is going to somehow be a much better place for the few humans that might be left to enjoy it. Food and water security, conserve soil fertility and biodiversity, prevent civil conflict and mass migration, improve women's rights and health, and reduce unemployment and poverty. This vile, and that's only my opinion, woman, Dr. Jane Goodall, and her Population Matters organisation remind me of people like David Attenborough, who stated that we are a plague on this planet, and Prince Philip, who has also stated that in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. And of course, let's not forget Bill Gates. Quote, the world has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Bill Gates, Microsoft, globalist, a member of the Bilderberg Group, who wants to use vaccines to reduce the population. So determined are they to clear away as many humans as possible so as to free up space for as many chimps as they can breed to roam the country, that Population Matters are making this their Christmas appeal? At a time when we're supposed to be bringing joy and good tidings to all humans?
Ho ho ho!
One has to ask, who are the chumps? And yeah, I did say chumps.